"Who's they?" said Tobias.
"The people I spoke to in Hallerton Village. They say there's a wild man out here, a priest of the old gods, or a desperate criminal, or just an ordinary lunatic. He eats nothing but meat, raw, and it has made him grow to a giant's stature, or so I was given to understand at the Fox and Feathers. They informed me I would know him by his height and his hair."
"His hair? Hmm," said Tobias.
"Waist length and unwashed," said Silver, looking at Tobias.
"Now that's slander," said Tobias. "It's not past me elbows, and I wash all over every week."
"I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Finch," said Silver.
"The rest's all true," said Tobias.
"Old gods and banditry and lunacy?"
"And the one where I eat people," said Tobias, unsmiling. Silver laughed abruptly.
"A splendid peal of sound. Maidens, they told me. Yellow-haired for preference."
"Nothing for you to worry about, then," said Tobias. He finished darning his old sock. "I'll make up the bed fresh for you, or as fresh as it'll go."
"You're very kind," said Silver. "You don't even know who I am."
"Figure you must be the new owner up at Green Aloe Hall," said Tobias. "Which makes you my landlord. Not being kind, just buttering you up." He made up the bed in the other room with the clean set of winter blankets, which he hadn't been planning to get out for another week. The old blankets were stained with moss-green markings. Tobias bundled them up in the corner to wash.
"Are you sure about this?" said Silver when Tobias waved him towards the bed. "Where will you sleep?"
"Floor," said Tobias.
"Doesn't look very comfortable," said Silver. "The bed's big enough to share, surely."
He gave Tobias a smile. Tobias looked down at him and said, "Really?"
"Well,"
said Silver, after contemplating the bulk of Tobias for a moment or two,
"maybe not."
"I'll be all right. I sleep out by the fire plenty of nights this time of year. Pearl'll keep me company," said Tobias. "Get along to bed with you."
"I'd argue longer, but I am tired," said Silver. "You must let me make it up to you somehow."
"Cut my rent," said Tobias. Silver went off to sleep in Tobias's bed, in Tobias's shirt, and Pearl treacherously went and joined him. So Tobias sat alone by the fire, not sleeping. As it burned lower and lower, the rain died down to a drizzle. And then it quieted, and there was only the gentle drip, drip, from the leaves of the old oak tree behind the cottage. Tobias took up a newly sharpened knife and trimmed his fingernails. He'd meant to do it earlier, but then Silver had been there. Afterwards, he swept up the scattered dry curls of dead leaves and tossed them on the embers. Sometime after midnight, sitting in the near dark and thinking about nothing very much, Tobias suddenly snorted with laughter. Silver had been inviting him, and not just to share a bed that definitely couldn't fit the two of them. How long had it been, if Tobias couldn't even recognize a handsome lad suggesting a bit of mutual entertainment anymore? A long, long time, that was what. "A long time," whispered the low rustle of the breeze in the leaves outside. "A long time," sang the drip, drip, drip of rainwater softly, while Tobias sat clear-eyed and sleepless in the dark, listening to the wood. In the morning, Silver thanked him and bade him farewell cheerfully enough. Tobias pointed out the road to the hall and handed him his clothes, dry and not too weather-stained, to change back into.
"Heaven knows what the housekeeper will think," said Silver, "when I tell her I spent the night with the wild man in the woods."
"She'll have the Reverend come and visit to check you over for black magic, most likely," said Tobias. Silver laughed as if he'd been joking.
"Thank you again for your hospitality," he said.
Then he was striding off into the woodland. Tobias watched him go, trim in his good coat, hatless and light-footed among the leaves. A nice young fellow, certainly. He finished his mending that morning and rehung the cottage door that had swollen in the rain, and went looking for mistletoe. The old oak obliged him as usual, but more never hurt, and Tobias had learned over the years it was worth his time.